from the heart of our nation's capital, here's Family Research Council President Tony Perkins.
You know, this president, one of the things that he really launched his presidential run on is talking about Islamic radicalization. And this president has radicalized so many more people than ISIS ever did.
Unbelievable. That was GQ magazine correspondent Julia Lofi with CNN host Jake Tapper the other day, an avowed critic of the president, blaming President Trump for the shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh this past weekend, the suspicious packages. I even think your eggs got blamed on Trump this morning for being cold. This is Russ Jones sitting in for Tony Perkins. You're listening to Washington Watch, powered by the Family Research Council. And President Trump said he plans to issue an executive order ending birthright citizenship, saying he's tired of waiting on others to tackle illegal immigration. National Guard troops are heading to the country's southern border in response to thousands of illegal immigrants working their way to the U.S. And in just a moment, we'll talk with Frank Gaffney, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C. And for hundreds of young African Americans gathered in the nation's capital for a few days to learn about leadership and what it means to be a part of government, to be a responsible citizen, visiting the White House to be encouraged by President Donald Trump definitely was a highlight. But if you listen to some of the mainstream media outlets and liberal pundits, it was a hideous event. We'll talk with Brandon Tatum. He organized the event. He's the director of urban engagement with Turning Point USA. And hectic doesn't even begin to describe these final days before Election Day. The fleet of buses and FRC action teams, well, they've fanned out all across crucial districts in California, North Carolina, Missouri, Tennessee, and Texas. Later in the program, we'll talk with bus tour manager Krista Johnson. Now, if you're in Kansas City, my hometown area, you'll want to make note, buses coming your way for events coming up over the next few days. And a very, very special guest. You've missed him. We'll talk with FRC president and host of Washington Watch, Tony Perkins. We'll catch up with him all the way in the United Arab Emirates. And breaking news today, National Day of Prayer theme for 2019, love one another. How timely is that? In light of the volatile atmosphere, I'm sure we'll have Pastor Ronnie Floyd, president of the National Day of Prayer, on very soon to discuss. Well, all of this awesome content, guess where you can find it? TonyPerkins.com. You can follow Tony on Twitter at TPerkins, and you can follow yours truly at R. Jones Reports. Well, President Trump made major news today when he said he is planning an executive order to terminate the automatic right to citizenship for children born in the U.S. to non-citizens, a move that drew some mixed reactions from fellow Republicans and legal pundits and all that. Some experts say it's not, you know, unconstitutional. And is the caravan losing steam? Kind of interesting. I guess these folks are getting ill and tiring out, and the left continues to blame President Trump, as I said, for all kinds of things. Well, with us now is Frank Gaffney. He's the founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C. He has worked in various roles for the federal government, including the acting Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Affairs during the Reagan administration, a person with a plethora of insight. Frank, welcome back to Washington Watch.
It's great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
You know, I think these days are job security or something like that, Frank. I'm telling you, all kinds of things going on. Let's take on the big news here today about the birthright citizenship. I know you've been following this for years. What's on your mind about this?
Well, I approach this as a national security guy, not as a constitutional lawyer.
Right.
I believe that there is unquestionably, as a result of this idea that if you simply can get across the U.S. border and have your child here, even if you're an illegal immigrant, that child is, by definition, an American citizen, and thereby you obtain certain rights as well as that child, that is a magnet for more people to come here doing exactly this. And what the president is confronting and what I think we as a nation must confront, whether it's in the context of this caravan or whether it's, you know, the broader problem of a porous border and the drug traffickers and the human traffickers and the terrorists that are exploiting its porousness. You know, we've got to think through, how do you make the calculation, at least for those folks who are just trying to get here, you know, to get away from wherever they're coming from, that that's not going to work out for them, that they're not going to benefit, that going through the often very dangerous travels that are associated with it, not least of which, of course, is the bad treatment that they'll get, especially if they're women and girls or even boys, I guess, at the hands of these, you know, coyotes, as they're called, the human smugglers that get you across the border, but often raping you or physically abusing you or in some cases just killing you in the process. That's the kind of calculation that changes the flows of immigrants into this country. And I think, you know, ultimately, I think the president's made no bones about it. This is going to be resolved in the courts, whether he can do this or not. But we do need to change the calculus and affect these magnets. This is one of the important ones that's out there, I think.
And of course, the birthright citizenship, it's a pillar of this U.S. immigration policy, right, wrong, or indifferent. And I think what you just said is why Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, he chimed in quick today, says he plans to introduce legislation on the matter, which I would presume that's the better way to do it.
Well, yes, I'm not entirely sure what kind of legislation he has in mind. Lindsey Graham has been more on the open borders side of the ledger than on the secure the border side. But, yeah, look, in an ideal world, having legislation and not relying on the courts constantly to adjudicate these matters or even make laws is the way the constitutional republic we live in was set up. That's the idea. The people's elected representatives make the laws of the land. The president signs them into laws. The court's role is supposed to be fairly narrowly confined to, you know, confirming that the various laws that come out of this process are constitutional. But this has been, you know, less and less the way it's operated of late. And I think we should get back to it. In this case, I think the president feels an urgency and seeks to kick this thing into gear, possibly out of some concern that the prospects for getting legislation along these lines, the kind he thinks is needed, is going to diminish if, God forbid, you know, the majority in the House changes now in this election coming up next week.
Right. And all more the reason to get out and vote. This election is very, very important. And folks, you need to vote, period. Don't sit home. Get out and vote. Now, Frank, you know, we're hearing about some, you know, just a little over 5,000 troops, National Guard troops, heading down to the southern border. You know, some say this is just a political stunt, but I venture to say there's a lot of folks out there that are very pleased that we have a president in office that's willing to do something to protect our homeland.
Yeah. You know, I may be wrong about this. My understanding is they're active duty troops. They're not National Guard troops. The National Guard would be additive to the active duty forces. You know, I was interested. I saw at CNN earlier today a comment to the effect that the president's talking about putting more American troops on the border of the United States than in either Iraq or Syria, or maybe even the two together. Well, that sort of seems to me to be appropriate. You know, protecting our homeland and the securing of our border, I think, is one of the things that the president made pretty clear when he was campaigning for office was a priority, once again, and not putting forces overseas, especially in wars that are very difficult to see the benefit to the United States of waging, such as we are. So I personally believe that having forces on the border is a sensible thing to do when we are confronting what I believe effectively amounts to an invasion. And the question that occurs, of course, is what are they going to do when the invaders actually come to the point where they are in contact with our forces. That's not entirely clear to me. There are a lot of ways you can see this being a bad optic, shall we say. And you know, the military is going to be used in a manner that may be very unappetizing for a lot of us. But the trouble is, if they don't protect us from people we can't be sure aren't narco traffickers, aren't terrorists, aren't jihadists, aren't, you know, gang members and the like, they're going to be failing to do their job. So I wish them the best and pray that it won't be necessary for them to use force to defend that border.
Frank, let me ask you this. You know, the administration has to do something to deter these folks. Do you think that works? Are there other things that the administration can do? I would think having some 5,000 troops at the border would be a deterrent, but maybe not.
Well, again, if they think they can get the better of them, as you know, we've been endlessly told, children are being ripped from the arms of their mothers, you know, when they're being detained separately. That calculation may be, hey, bring it on. We'll win that PR battle. I hope that's not the case. In terms of what else might be done, I think, again, turning off the magnet is important. And I know there's been a lot of talk about reducing the access to amnesty, which motivates a lot of these folks to come across the border. Well, if we're turning that off, and how exactly that could be done, and you know, whether you're going to get into a tangle with the courts about that too is a little unclear to me, but I'm sure it would be contested. But signaling that, I think, may cause at least some more of these people to say, you know, I'll take the amnesty, I'll take the refugee status, I'll take the work permits in Mexico rather than trying to get across the Mexican border that is now defended and closed effectively to them.
Right. And just real quick, got about a minute left, the atrocious shooting at the synagogue and folks blaming President Trump, it just doesn't end, doesn't it?
No, it's outrageous. And as it happens, that synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania was about six blocks from where I grew up as a kid. And I remember vividly a sign that used to hang outside that synagogue when I was growing up saying, "Save Soviet Jews." And it spoke to, of course, the sense that most people of faith have of caring for others. But it also is just a reminder that now Jews in our own country, not just in Europe and elsewhere, but in our own country, are at risk and need to be saved from those who would use violence against them. But it's not Donald Trump's fault, that's for sure. I can't think of anybody who's done more to try to protect and shore up the people of Israel, for sure, and Jews more generally.
Amen to that. Frank Gaffney, thank you so much. We appreciate you coming back on Washington Watch.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah. Frank Gaffney, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C. The reasoning for these tragedies, my friends, it's our sinful human nature. But I'm not going to hear about that. President Trump addressed a group of young black conservatives at the White House the other day, the sacred cow of the Democratic Party. And when we return, we'll talk with the organizer, Brandon Tatum. I'm Russ Jones, sitting in for Tony Perkins. You're listening to Washington Watch. We're going to hear from Tony later in the show, so stick around. We'll be right back.
Are you interested in helping our nation move toward a brighter future? Join the millions who are gathering to pray, vote, and stand for our country, and hear from some of America's most influential Christian political leaders about what we can do to help move our country in the right direction. The event is a nationwide simulcast for the sake of America. On Sunday, November 4th, tune in at 4 p.m. Mountain Time to hear from Governor Mike Huckabee, Family Research Council President Tony Perkins, E.W. Jackson, Kirsten Hawkins, and others who will be broadcasting from Karis Bible College. The 90-minute broadcast will encourage Americans to pray, vote, and stand for their values in a country that is moving in the right direction. To host the event via webcast with your friends, watch it at TheEvent2018.com. Again, visit theevent2018.com for more information and to tune into the webcast.
Should people be allowed to question their feelings? If a person expresses feelings of same-sex attraction, shouldn't they be allowed to seek professional help if they don't want these feelings? In a country such as ours, the answer should be a no-brainer. Incredibly, some liberal states have banned sexual orientation change efforts, known as SOCE, claiming that they are fraudulent, ineffective, and harmful. But are they? LGBT activists claim that sexual orientation is immutable and can't be changed by therapy or counseling. They also claim that people who attempt to change their sexual orientation end up more depressed and suicidal. As it turns out, studies have shown that sexual orientation change efforts are in fact very effective in helping people overcome unwanted same-sex attractions. For a thorough analysis of all the major studies done on the effectiveness of SOCE, visit frc.org/SOCE. Again, that's frc.org/SOCE.
Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council here, inviting you to join LaWanna and me, General Jerry Boykin, and Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann on FRC's D.C. Christian Heritage Tour and Summit on March the 28th through the 31st. With the Trump Hotel as home base, your experience will include private dinners at the Museum of the Bible and on Capitol Hill, the monuments, briefings from national leaders, and pending approval, a White House briefing. Journey with us through America's past, present, and future. For more information, visit frc.org/DC Heritage.
Planned Parenthood is the nation's leading abortion supplier and has hailed itself as the champion of women for decades. But nothing could be further from the truth. Sadly, this organization has been caught repeatedly violating the law and violating women, from aiding and abetting sex traffickers, covering up child sexual abuse, and selling the remains of aborted baby parts, to ignoring the disastrous effects that abortion has on women's physical and mental health. For more information on how Planned Parenthood is not pro-woman, visit frc.org/Planned Parenthood.
This was among the lowest things that he could ever do. They're in there talking about build a wall. So why do you need a young black summit to do it? Because it was not a summit. It was a Make America Great rally. They used some young blacks as props, which really is an insult to them.
Yep. An insult to them. Can't think on their own. That's Al Sharpton, president of the National Action Network, making those comments on of course, MSNBC. This is Russ Jones sitting in for Tony Perkins. You're listening to Washington Watch. And the other day, more than 400 young people from the ages of 15 to 35 attended a 2018 Young Black Leadership Summit, which ran last Thursday to Sunday. Turning Point USA, a conservative education organization that targets millennials, provided lodging and meals and no expense to these attendees, an incredible opportunity. And many in the audience sported one of Trump's signature red Make America Great Again caps. And I watched some of the YouTube videos. I'm telling you, folks, these young folks look like they were truly honored to be there, having a good time and just soaking it all in. With us now is the organizer of that event, Brandon Tatum. He's the director of urban engagement with Turning Point USA. Brandon, how you doing? And welcome back to the show.
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Well, congratulations to you, big guy. I'm telling you what, that was a great event. Some are even calling it a black renaissance. I heard that on one of the YouTube videos. Give us the inside look there.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was a great event. We had 400 young black leaders from all over the country. I think people need to recognize that all over the country, from California to New York, they came together from a variety of ages. And one of the shocking things to me was I was actually shocked at how much they supported Donald Trump. When I got off the airplane, I saw a sea of MAGA hats that they were wearing. They were very bold. I mean, at restaurants, I mean, they were an inspiring group.
You know what I thought was awesome when President Trump asked, okay, who wants to be president of the United States? A sea of cheers raised their hands with their smartphones responding. Man, they were hooting and hollering, weren't they?
Yeah, it was awesome because, you know, they were inspired. They felt like, you know, that this was an opportunity for them to be themselves, coming from communities where they would be shunned and even assaulted if they were to project or show that they have support for president and conservative values. So, I mean, this was amazing for them. They were so excited to talk to the president of the United States, not just because it was Trump, but because this is a historic opportunity to be in the White House. They treated us like royalty, and then they had a chance to speak, you know, with or hear from the president of the free country.
What I really appreciated too, Brandon, was when I learned that all the applicants were required to write a 500-word essay telling their story, where they came from, who they were, why they wanted to attend, and how the event would make them, I love this part, a better leader. Good for you for requiring that.
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, we only were able to get 400 to get them there because of spacing and filling up all the hotels in the area, or at least in the same block. There was well over 700, 800 applicants. So you got to think there was far more that wanted to be here, but we had to really read all of the essays and pick the most qualified. And it was an amazing thing. And I honestly believe that next year we're going to be well over 2,000.
I would guess so, and that is an amazing thing. Now, let me ask you this. Have you talked to anybody there that has been criticized for being conservative? Give us some inside looks at that.
Yeah, I mean, actively, as the conference or the summit was going on, people were getting harassed, threatened, I mean, even death threats, because people were seeing them on television. They were posting their pictures with the president. I mean, I had one kid that literally told me he didn't want to go home because he felt comfortable and safe in an environment where people are free thinkers and they were logical. You know, going home is going back to a place where people will shun him, and he had to be silent about his support for the president, which is shameful. And not shameful for the young people, shameful for these people who are so close-minded that they can't even accept their own children believing a certain way. So there was a lot of pushback, but I tell you what, we came together as a family, and we are still fighting together. We're on a Facebook post together, every single attendee, so we communicate often. Everybody shares numbers. I mean, it's an inspirational thing that happened.
Oh, Brandon, that makes my heart warm, because that's what's needed, this mentoring with folks that are more experienced and iron sharpens iron. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? And you're doing that, and you're giving these young men and women a place to be and a place where they can hang out and say, hey, help me out here. How do I navigate these waters? Because they are Renaissance people. I really believe that. And you are giving them the freedom to speak out and to be, you know, the best they can be. And if anybody knows that, I was excited to see Dr. Ben Carson. I've met him several times. Amazing guy. But our culture doesn't celebrate, the black culture doesn't celebrate him. And if anybody deserves celebrating, it's him, isn't it?
Yeah, Ben Carson is an amazing story. I mean, you're talking about the epitome of overcoming adversity and being at the top of your game. You're talking about Ben Carson is not just known in America. I mean, he's a world-renowned neurosurgeon, you know, operating and doing and accomplishing things that nobody in the world has been able to do. And, you know, and he came from humble beginnings. You know, he's a single-parent home. His dad wasn't around. His mom gave him the opportunity to educate himself to be better than she was. And I had a chance to meet him in person and speak with his wife. And I'm talking about one of the most amazing people on planet Earth is Ben Carson. I mean, especially as a leader and an example in the black community. So it's unfortunate that some people you don't believe that, but these young people had an opportunity to speak or hear from him. Some had an opportunity to talk to him, take pictures. I mean, you're talking about inspirational moments of history. I mean, young people crying with tears in their eyes and excitement because they're around like-minded people for once in their entire life as conservatives. And we had some who were, you know, just becoming more conservative or libertarian during the event. But we had some who have been conservative their whole life, some who were turning a leaf, some who were babies in the conservative movement, and it was such a beautiful thing. It was such
Brandon,
a beautiful thing.
Thank you so much. We're out of time. We'll keep having you back on and giving us updates. Bravo to you. Thank you so much for what you're doing, okay? Thank you.
That's
Brandon Tatum. He's director of urban engagement with Turning Point USA. I hope you're cheering and giving God a shout out right now. Keep your hands, both hands on the steering wheel, though. Coming up next, the FRC Action Voters Bus is going to Kansas City. We'll catch up with Krista Johnson, the manager of the Bus Tour. I'm Russ Jones, sitting in for Tony Perkins. Don't go away.
Tony Perkins here, president of the Family Research Council, inviting you to join Luana and me, General Jerry Boykin, Michelle Bachman, on FRC's first ever D.C. Christian Heritage Tour and Summit in Washington, D.C. on March the 28th through the 31st, 2019. Washington is the epicenter of American politics and the free world. It's also a place that will inspire your faith and your patriotism. With the five-star Trump International Hotel as home base, your experience will include a tour and dinner at the Museum of the Bible, a private tour of the Capitol, dinner on Capitol Hill, renowned monuments, briefings from national leaders, and, pending approval, a White House briefing. Journey with us as we explore God's providence in America's past, His hand in the present, and His heart for America's future. For more information, visit frc.org/DC Heritage. Again, that's frc.org/DC Heritage for more information about the Christian Heritage Tour and Summit.
Is Planned Parenthood a champion for women? In reality, Planned Parenthood is the nation's leading killer of unborn children. Despite this, they have been hailing themselves as the voice of women for decades. But nothing could be further from the truth. Sadly, this organization has been caught repeatedly violating the law and violating women, from aiding and abetting sex traffickers, covering up child sexual abuse, and selling the remains of aborted baby parts, to ignoring the disastrous effects that abortion has on women's physical and mental health. From its racist eugenic roots to the targeting of vulnerable communities today, their scandals continue to pile up. Planned Parenthood's current motto is care, no matter what. A more fitting motto would be profit, no matter what. For more information on how Planned Parenthood is not pro-woman, visit frc.org/Planned Parenthood. Again, that's frc.org/Planned Parenthood.
That's right. Kansas City, here I come. The FRC Action Values Bus has been making its way across the country, squeezing in every last minute for Get Out the Vote efforts and educating voters on the issues. Coming up next, going to Kansas City area, a rally this Friday with Vice President Mike Pence in Kansas City, Missouri at the Hy-Vee Arena. Now, for old-timers like me, Kansas City's my hometown. You know that arena by its former name, Kemper Arena. I actually took my mama to Kemper Arena for Mother's Day to see Elvis Presley in concert in that arena 2 months before he died. Well, with us now is Krista Johnson. She's manager of the FRC Action Bus Tour. The bus is currently in Houston for a pastor's briefing, but will arrive in Kansas City on November 1st. Hey, Krista, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Russ. Thanks so much. Great to be here.
You worn out yet? You ready for your own bed?
Well, that's two questions in one. So I think we are all worn out. But you know what? It's been extremely encouraging just to be driving along all the states that we've been to since I was on the show last. When we were in Ohio, we've been through Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and now, as you mentioned, in Houston. And so we're seeing just a wealth of encouragement, people just very excited about what's happening, really encouraging people to, again, with our theme, pray, vote, and stand. And so we're seeing that excitement translate across the country in all the different states that we're in. And as you mentioned, heading up to Missouri to do an event this Friday, November 2nd, with Vice President Mike Pence. That has been confirmed. And so we're very excited to be heading up there to the previously known as Kemper Arena, Hy-Vee Arena, Ooh. In Kansas mm-hmm. City.
That sounds awesome, and it sounds like a great event. And the American Conservative Union and FRC Action have come together co-sponsoring this event, and that will be, what, November 2nd, 1 o'clock at Central
That's right.
Time, right?
Yep. Yeah, so we are encouraging people to come out early, because that's really important given, you know, we have the vice president there. So, of course, that automatically assumes that Secret Service will be there. So we're gonna actually have the Values Bus, which is the bus that we've talked about driving around the country on the show several times over the past few weeks. We're going to have the Values Bus out there for a pre-rally outside of the arena at 10 a.m. And the doors will likely be opening just shortly after that. But we want to encourage everyone to come out to the Values Bus to have that pre-rally outside in preparation for the main event indoors at 1 p.m.
Now, Krista, I have lots and lots of friends in Kansas City, and we have Washington Watch is heard on a number of stations in the area. So if you're listening, you need to put this on your calendar, November 2nd, 1 o'clock. But you got to get to the arena early. It's down on the river bottoms. Go down there, get early, say hi to everybody, some hands, sign the bus. And now, let's see, I think I understand the bus is also going to be at Lenexa Baptist Church on Sunday morning. Is that right? In Lenexa. Now that, folks, if you're listening, that's a suburb of Kansas City, Missouri, but it's on the Kansas side.
Yes, that's correct. So we've got several stops. You can find all the stops on our website, valuesbustour.com. We've talked about that a few times. And again, finding out all the information about the bus tour, where we're going, what we're doing, why we're doing it. This event that we're talking about for Friday in Kansas City with Vice President Mike Pence, we'll have several other people involved, including our very own General Jerry Boykin, who is going to be speaking there, and the current Attorney General Josh Hawley of Missouri will also be speaking. So Vice President Mike Pence, we've got a stellar lineup. We would just encourage everyone to come out to that event at the Hy-Vee Arena, again, formerly known as Kemper Arena,
right.
For all those now, Kansas City locals, for sure.
Now on Monday, November 5th, you're going to be at the Frontier Justice. That's at 5 o'clock. It's in Lee Summit. Going to jump back over the line to the Missouri side. It's right off of 470, old 291. It is the premier gun range in the region. So you're going to be out there. Is that right?
That is right. We're excited about that event as well. We've got tons of events coming up. That event is with Congressman Vicki Hartzler. And so we will be headed over there into Lee Summit. As well as, we're looking forward to hopefully having Attorney General Josh Hawley there at that event. But, yes, tons of events on the calendar. The event, which is the national simulcast that we have on the Sunday, November 4th, that's going to be in churches across the country with Tony Perkins, who you all know from the show. Mm-hmm. So, we've got tons of events coming up. That event this Friday with the Vice President Mike Pence. Sunday morning, you mentioned the church that we're going to be at there, and then the Frontier Justice event on Monday. We'll have several other events as well, but I would really encourage listeners to check out the website, valuesbustour.com, and that will give you all the details on every event that we have coming up.
Now, Krista, I need to warn you, be really careful. There's some hot button issues there, okay? And I know you're in the battle, you're in the foxhole, but just be careful talking about barbecue. Because those people got a lot of opinions. It's. I'm telling you, it can be a trigger. It can be a trigger for folks.
I've been to Jack's Stack, and I've been told that that's the best. But me even saying that on air is probably striking some nerves with some people.
I got to go to my safe space. Bryant's Barbecue on the east side of downtown.
We'll have to check that one out when we get back into Missouri. Right. You'll have to treat us, Russ.
All right. Thank you, Krista Johnson. Thank you so much. She's the bus manager, FRC Action Bus Tour. Make sure you check it out. If you're in Kansas City, you got to show up there. Let's give them a good Kansas City crowd. Well, coming up next, it's your favorite, Tony Perkins. We're going to catch up to him. Well, I'm going to tell you when we come back. He's far, far away. He's going to bring us some news about his trip and what's going on. He's with a small group of evangelicals that are doing important work. I'm Russ Jones, sitting in for Tony Perkins. You are listening to Washington Watch, powered by the Family Research Council.
Are you ready to vote? Which candidates are actually speaking up for you and your values? Choosing the right candidate to vote for can be difficult with all the media spin and political rhetoric. Each candidate will either be a part of the problem or part of the solution when it comes to preserving and protecting your religious freedom, family values, and the sanctity of human life. You can be a part of the solution and make your voice heard by pledging to pray, vote, and stand for your values. FRC Action will be traveling across the country on our Values Bus to meet values voters like you this fall. We want to keep you up to date on the latest inside news from the campaign trail and help to inform you about each candidate's positions on our country's most vital issues. Go to valuesbusttour.com for our tour dates, voter guides, and so much more. Be a part of the movement. Pledge to pray, vote, and stand for your values. Again, go to valuesbusttour.com and be a part of the movement.
Tony Perkins here, president of the Family Research Council, inviting you to join Luana and me, General Jerry Boykin, Michelle Bachman, on FRC's first ever D.C. Christian Heritage Tour and Summit in Washington, D.C. on March the 28th through the 31st, 2019. Washington is the epicenter of American politics and the free world. It's also a place that will inspire your faith and your patriotism. With the five-star Trump International Hotel as home base, your experience will include a tour and dinner at the Museum of the Bible, a private tour of the Capitol, dinner on Capitol Hill, renowned monuments, briefings from national leaders, and, pending approval, a White House briefing. Journey with us as we explore God's providence in America's past, His hand in the present, and His heart for America's future. For more information, visit frc.org/DC Heritage. Again, that's frc.org/DC Heritage for more information about the Christian Heritage Tour and Summit.
On Sunday, November 4th, join millions of Americans who are pledging to pray, vote, and stand for our nation. The event is a nationwide simulcast for the sake of America. Hear from Governor Mike Huckabee, Family Research Council President Tony Perkins, E.W. Jackson, and others broadcasting from Caris Bible College. The 90-minute broadcast will encourage Americans to pray, vote, and stand for their values in a country that is moving in the right direction. Go to TheEvent2018.com for more information and to tune into the webcast.
Should people be allowed to question their feelings? If a person expresses feelings of same-sex attraction, shouldn't they be allowed to seek professional help if they don't want these feelings? In a country such as ours, the answer to these questions should be a no-brainer. Incredibly, some liberal states have banned sexual orientation change efforts, claiming they are ineffective and harmful. But are they? Studies have shown that sexual orientation change efforts are very effective in helping people overcome unwanted same-sex attractions. To find out more, visit frc.org/SOCE.
Well, round and third, heading towards home. Welcome back to Washington Watch. I'm Russ Jones, producer of this very show, sitting in for Tony Perkins. Well, a small evangelical delegation made up of about 10 people like Michelle Bachman, Dr. Jerry Johnson, Joel Rosenberg, Johnny Moore, and others, and FRC's very own Tony Perkins, been doing some very important meetings. And joining us now is Tony himself. He's wrapping up this important visit to the United Arab Emirates. Tony, welcome to Washington Watch.
Hey, great to be with you, Russ, as we're coming to you from the Middle East over here by the Persian Gulf. And it's been a pretty exciting trip. This is one of those things that actually we've seen increasingly happen in the last 2 years, as Donald Trump has been promoting religious freedom, has a very close relationship with evangelicals. Some of the world leaders want to understand better what evangelicals are wanting to do. They're becoming more attuned to the issue of religious freedom. And so here at the UAE and the United Arab Emirates, it's been a really interesting trip, as we've met with the Crown Prince and really all the top leadership here. And we've met with Protestant and evangelical pastors here. They have a very vibrant church population here, because the Christian community, mostly people who have immigrated in, are just, they're not citizens, they're just residents. Many of them coming to work, having built this city, or helped build the country. It's a pretty interesting place. It's been a very insightful trip.
Any stories jump out to you, or any people that you've met that you were particularly encouraged by?
Well, yes, there's been several things, but one in particular has been the role of missionaries here and why the UAE is so receptive to the freedom of religious worship. Now, this is an Islamic country. It is the official religion of the country. But unlike most Islamic countries, freedom of worship is a principle here. And it was interesting, the Crown Prince, it was his father who was the first president. It's a federation of seven countries, territories that came together. It's, you know, this area was forever pretty much tribal lands. Well, these families, they came together and they have the seven states, so to speak, that have made this federation. But at the beginning, as I understand the story, because we heard it from several different ones, the current crown prince, his father, who was the first president, his mother had, as I understand, like had lost two children. And it was missionaries from the United States that established a clinic and apparently helped his family from a medical standpoint. And that launched a long-term relationship where they ended up welcoming the missionaries to not only establish a hospital, but even a church that exists here today and has been expanded. So it was through that mission work that there was an acceptance of Christianity and its humanitarian aspect, and as a result, a respect for the Christian people. So it's been, as I said, it's been a very enlightening. Obviously, religious freedom has a different meaning here in the Middle East than it does in the United States. But I think there's a model here that's emerging that has a greater respect for religious minorities in this region. And they're doing a tremendous job, Russ, of fighting extremism. The radical Islamist, and there are several joint projects that they're working on with the United States. But this small country is having a large impact in this region of the world.
I understand you received a few briefings on the efforts to fight extremism in that region. So that's insightful, and maybe you'll have an opportunity to bring back some of those reports with the administration.
Yeah, it is. There's some joint projects. We had a briefing from the embassy here, but we had mostly our time was spent with the leadership of the UAE. They're the only country that has a minister of tolerance. Met with him. I guess I'm a little track of time. It's 1 o'clock in the morning here, but we met with him earlier today. Very good meeting, and just I tell you, such hospitable people. And very kind people, and we've enjoyed the time with him, the relationships that we've established. And Russ, I think this is important for those that want to have conversations and dialogue and discussions over important issues of religious freedom, making sure that the people here have that freedom. Those are important conversations to have, and it begins with that. Obviously, it's a journey. In helping understand the fullness of that meaning. But this is not the West. That's one of the reasons there's a big disconnect often between the East and the West. They see things differently. And I think having those meetings, discussing these issues, and quite frankly, Russ, I think that the threat of radical Islam, a radical Islamist, it's given us a chance to have these conversations because they don't want to live in the fear of that. They don't want that either. And so I think there's, as I said, there's some joint efforts going on between the United States and the UAE to combat this extremist thinking, a lot of it online. So some pretty innovative initiatives and projects that they're working on.
Yeah, it's one of the more different Arab countries over there. Very high tech, and you've got to see that. And no rest for the weary, my friend. You come back hitting the ground Sunday. You've got a simulcast coming up. Just wanted to let folks know about that at 6 o'clock Eastern time. So you'll be gearing up for that, and folks will be able to tune in and hear you along with Mike Huckabee and Kristen Hawkins and E.W. Jackson. Is that right?
Yeah, and I want to encourage people to be a part of that this coming Sunday. The event, you go to theevent2018.com to find out more. Go to tonyperkins.com. But look, Russ, this is let me tie it back to what I said at the beginning, and then I'm going to let you move on, and I got to get packed because I'm getting ready to hit the road. But this election is critical, as it is every election. But we've seen some developments, both. I mean, I shouldn't say just developments, major developments in our domestic policy and our foreign policy. I can assure you that if Hillary Clinton were president of the United States, evangelicals would not be traveling the world having meetings with leaders like the president of Egypt, the king of Jordan, the crown prince of the UAE, and other places that we've been, if Hillary Clinton were president, because there just wouldn't be an interest. This is opening doors to have conversations about religious freedom, about the persecution of religious minorities. And it's important that we understand and connect all of these dots. And so I want to encourage people to make sure you're informed, you're engaged, and you're voting. And that's a part of what Sunday night will be at the event, is pulling all of this together. So invite your friends to participate. If your church is not involved, try to get them involved. They can carry the, it'll be live simulcasted. If not, sign up and have a home group to watch this and be a part of it. A very important election. We all have to do our part to continue to advance these conservative principles that are literally reaching the world.
Absolutely. Well, safe travels. Hey, bring me back a shawarma, would you?
Well, I'll see if I can stuff it in my bag.
Okay. All right. Safe travels, and we'll look forward to seeing you when you get back. And thanks for that great update.
All right, Russ, thanks for filling in for me.
All right, take care. Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council, all the way from the UAE. Sounds like an amazing trip. And make sure you go check out theevent2018.com. Theevent2018.com. You can register. It's a simulcast Sunday, November 4th. 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Well, hey, let's open up the phone lines. Got time for a few calls. 866-372-7234. 866-372-7234. What's on your mind? How are you doing? You know, earlier in the show, we announced that the National Day of Prayer theme for 2019, love one another. Love one another. How timely is that? How are you doing that? How are you doing that in your small neck of the woods? What are you doing in your prayer life to pray for the nation? I'd love to hear some testimonies about that, because, you know, what we're seeing right now, it can just wear you thin. It's easy to get discouraged hearing the incivility and hearing just the things going on. And what I see is just an absolute lack of understanding of the human condition, which is an attraction south to sin. And that's because there's a lack of understanding of biblical truth. And when you understand biblical truth, you can understand what's going on in our world and why we are in serious, serious need of restoration in our Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua, the Son of God, who died and rose again because of our sinful nature. God sent him. End of story. It puts life in perspective. It puts things in perspective when they go south. Let's talk with John in Corinth, Mississippi. Give us a call, 866-372-7234, 866-372-7234. John, welcome to Washington Watch. I think we just lost John. Let's go to Jacob in Alabama. Hey, Jacob. Hey, Jacob, welcome to the show.
Yeah, how you doing, Brother Russ?
Good. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I just got an inkling, I believe the Holy Spirit, to say something to you. You took your mama to that Kemper's Arena to see Elvis Presley. You've been broadcasting for 40 years, and you work with the Mississippi National Guard. Anytime you ever complain, don't complain. You are so blessed.
Oh, thank you. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. I am blessed.
Don't get those opportunities, especially for.
I am blessed beyond what I deserve, my friend.
Well, not that you deserve, but you know the grace of God give it to you anyway, because there's something about you as a person that He can use to encourage a lot of people.
I appreciate that. I needed to hear that too, my friend. So how are you doing, Jacob? How's Alabama?
Oh, all is well. He a little while ago, he told me to get on that phone and say this to you. So it had to be on time. And I know this from a personal standpoint, brother. You are walking in high cotton.
High cotton. I like that. Thank you so much. I appreciate that word very much. More than you'll ever know. You have a blessed day, okay, my friend? Thank you so much for listening to Washington Watch. We've got time for one or two more calls. Give us a call, 866-372-7234. 866-372-7234. I'm Russ Jones, sitting in for Tony Perkins. You're listening to Washington Watch. Make sure you go to theevent2018.com. Theevent2018.com. That's a simulcast this Sunday, November 4th. Nationwide simulcast. Tony Perkins is going to be a part. Mike Huckabee, Kristen Hawkins, E.W. Jackson, and others. It's not too late to register. This is a great opportunity to invite your friends into your home, or your church, as we explore how to keep the country moving in the right direction. And to all of my brothers and sisters in Kansas City, my hometown, the FRC Action Bus that is coming to Kansas City. Make sure you go check it out. Go join the crew there. You won't regret it. A lot going on. Vice President Mike Pence, he's going to be there. He's going to be there, and you won't want to miss it. So much going on over the next few days in Kansas City. Make sure you check it out. Let's talk with Marie in Edmond, Oklahoma. Hi, Marie. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. I just wanted to ask you and also urge your listeners, please pray for a dear Christian mother of five named Asiya Bibi, who has been imprisoned in Pakistan. She is a Christian, and she was falsely accused of blasphemy by Muslims, and they want to put a death threat for her, want to put a death sentence over her. But the Supreme Court will make a decision. It will be announced this evening, I heard.
Well, thank you for that update. We'll make sure to, we'll circle back on that with an update tomorrow. Thank you so much. That's vitally important. I appreciate you calling with that information, okay?
Oh, please just pray for her. Thank you. All right. God bless you all.
God bless you, too. Oh, my gosh, so much going on in the world. And by the way, I'm going to be with you all week. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday this week. So send us a note at TonyPerkins.com. You got any story ideas, got any news tips, you can go to TonyPerkins.com. Send me a note. Make sure you address it to me, Russ Jones, and we'll see what we can do. Always like to know what's going on. It's your eyes and ears. We need more what I like to call citizen journalists. Citizen journalists. Raise your right hand, but keep the other hand on the steering wheel. I commission you as a citizen journalist to be aware of what's going on in your community, to report, to be a voice in the darkness. Go out and prosper and do that. We need that. We need folks who are aware, who are in tune with what's going on in the world. Please, please do that. Wow. This show went by just like that. And my friends, I leave you with this. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And friends, if the waters don't rise and the Lord tarries, I indeed will see you tomorrow. God bless. Russ Jones signing out. You've been listening to Washington Watch.
Washington Watch with Tony Perkins is powered by the Family Research Council and is entirely listener-supported. For more information on anything you've heard today, or to find out how you can partner with us in our ongoing efforts to promote faith, family, and freedom, visit TonyPerkins.com. Also, to leave a comment about Washington Watch, call our watch line at 1-866-372-7234. That's 1-866-372-7234.